This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. More than 1,000 people have been arrested in Russia after protesting the prison sentence handed down to opposition politician Alexei Navalny. Navalny was sentenced Tuesday to 2 years and 8 months in a penal colony for violating parole while undergoing treatment for poisoning in Germany. His lawyer says he will appeal the sentence. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken called on the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Navalny. Britain, Germany, France, and others issued similar statements. Monitoring group OVD Info reported the number of protesters arrested. Navalny's team later posted a message to social media thanking supporters and urging them to go home. The message laid the blame for Navalny's sentence squarely on Russian President Vladimir Putin. The message read, quote, "Putin failed to kill Alexei Navalny and therefore decided to put him in jail for 2 years and 8 months. We will never tolerate a government that kills opponents and imprisons innocent people." The court found Navalny violated his parole from a 2014 suspended sentence by failing to notify prison authorities of his whereabouts when he was evacuated to Berlin for treatment following a near-fatal poisoning attack. "What more could I have done?" Navalny asked the court. "I was in a coma." International media investigations suggest that Navalny is correct to blame Russian security services as the source of the attack. They're believed to have laced his underwear with a military-grade nerve agent, Novichok, while he was traveling in Siberia last August. Russian authorities denied this. The opposition politician has long argued his 2014 conviction for embezzlement was politically motivated in order to disqualify him for running from office under current Russian law. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. UN Special Rapporteur on Myanmar, Tom Andrews, said Tuesday the military takeover in that country is unacceptable and requires a strong and unequivocal international response. Andrews told VOA that the takeover is, quote, "an assault on an entire people." He called it outrageous and said the international community should respond directly, forcefully, and responsibly. Myanmar's military seized power on Monday, declaring a year-long state of emergency and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Win Myint, among others. The power grab took place following days of tension between the military and the ruling National League for Democracy, or NLD, which won the November elections. The military has refused to accept the results, alleging massive election fraud. Andrews called the takeover the theft of a democracy. House Democratic impeachment managers and lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday laid out their arguments in separate briefs ahead of the former president's Senate trial next week on charges of inciting a violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. The House Democratic prosecutors charged that Trump endangered the lives of practically all members of Congress and jeopardized the democratic process when he urged a mob of supporters who had massed near the Capitol building to try and prevent the certification of Democrat Joe Biden's election victory over Trump. Trump's defense lawyers reject the charges and contend that the impeachment trial is unconstitutional. They say there's no precedent for trying a president after he has left office. They also say the former president stands by his claim that the election results were suspect, and they say his statements about the election were protected under the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The filings foreshadow the legal arguments both sides will present as the Senate meets next Tuesday to start deliberating whether to convict the 74-year-old former president and perhaps bar him from returning to office. The trial is expected to last about a week. The United States said Tuesday it was too early to accept an Iranian proposal for the EU to help revive a nuclear deal, reiterating calls on Tehran to come into full compliance with the 2015 pact aimed at keeping Iran from developing nuclear weapons. President Joe Biden's administration will be consulting with allies, consulting with partners, consulting with Congress before we're reaching the point before we're going to engage directly with Iranians and be willing to entertain any sort of proposal. Those were the words of State Department spokesman Ned Price talking to reporters today. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.